Hi everyone, this is Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen. This show's for anyone who longs to take charge of their life, to create more success, accomplish their dreams, and to live in inspiring ways to be powerfully visible and visibly powerful. I'll be sharing stories with you from my own career and experiences, from leading engineering teams for the last 20 years, and also from interactions I have been blessed to have with people I've met from around the world. I want to give you the tools, techniques, strategies, and inspiration so you can be the best you. You can achieve the success you desire, personally and professionally. Being authentic, confident, and empowered are the keys to success and the life that you want. You can have the courage to be seen. Hi, I'm Sherry Clark, and welcome to my podcast, Courage to be Seen. I'm excited to have you here today. I've got an important topic to talk with you on productivity and how to have more time so you can get more done in your life. Because can you think of anyone that doesn't want to have more time? Like, what would you do with 2 more hours in your day? What if your week was 8 days long? What would you do with that extra time? I know I started to make a list of what things I could do if I had 2 more hours. You know, I started with, I think I'd get more sleep. Maybe I'd go on a date with my husband, get some exercise, cook a nice meal, plant a garden, do a painting, take a class, go visit a friend. And the list just kept going on and on and on. And I bet you're the same way. If you had some extra time, you could easily fill it. It's probably kind of a sad thing that we're that busy, and we could so easily find things that we would love to do and just don't have time to do them. But I know one thing is, no matter what I do, I can't buy more time and I can't make more time. You know, it's our most precious resource. And it's actually a quite equalizer for all of us that we all have exactly the same amount of time. So it's really just a question on, what do we do with the time that we have? How do we utilize it? And also, how do we protect our time? How do we protect our downtime? Not just how do we get more done, but how do we rest and relax and recover? You know, I have an example that I was thinking about, that in the last engineering team that I led, there was one engineer in particular that I think about a lot, because he did the work of 2 to 3 engineers, clearly. You know, he really just delivered. At the same hand, he never showed up in the office before 8 o'clock. And he never, ever stayed after 5. He just focused while he was in the office and got more done than anyone else. And he was very proud of the fact that he never worked late. He never worked on the weekends. But he did not waste time in the office. And so when you think about how we utilize the time in our day, how do we get more done so then evenings, weekends, we can do the things that we really like? So I thought this would be a good topic, because we've talked about things like everyday courage and confidence and empowerment. And I've given several suggestions on things that you can do to have more success. However, if you're thinking that you don't have enough time to do any of the things that we have talked about, then there's probably no point in talking about more things. So I thought we should focus first on how to have more time and how to utilize the time that you have more effectively. You know, I've done some research on the utilization and prioritization of time. And the research shows that some people say if you schedule your day, you can gain an extra 2 hours just by scheduling your day. Other research will say that they found by scheduling your week, you can get 60 hours of work done in 40 hours. I'm not really sure, you know, how much benefit you actually get. Is it 2 hours? Is it 3 hours a day? And I don't think the actual numbers matter so much, as it shows that if you are proactive with scheduling your time, you will find ways to get more done. So we first have to start with a reflection on where you actually spend your time. I bet a lot of people don't really know. Have you really taken the time to think about what you do in your day and how much time you actually spend, how much time things take. Like one example is the laundry. You might say, oh, I can't do anything on Saturday because I have to do the laundry. Well, you might want to actually spend some time with whatever your tasks are, but we'll stick with the laundry for one example, and time how much time you actually spend doing the laundry. So you can say, well, I can't do anything on Saturday because I'm doing the laundry. But the reality is laundry doesn't take all day. Laundry takes about maybe 10, 15 minutes max to sort it. So take a stopwatch and actually time yourself when you're doing activities. How much time do you really take doing the activity? Not thinking about the activity, not procrastinating, getting ready to do the activity, but actually doing it. And so we start, take a stopwatch, start it, sort the clothes, put some clothes in the clothes basket, take them to the washer and start the washer. Like I said, I bet you that will take you about 10, 15 minutes. Now, unless you plan on staying there and watching the washer work, then you really are free to do something else. And so to be productive, you want to plan another activity that you could do in the time while the washer is running. And then an hour later, when your washer buzzes, you'll have to take the clothes out and put them in the dryer. So that's another, let's say 5, maybe even 10 minutes, because if you have to stop and go to the washer. And then when the dryer's done, you do have to fold the clothes. And so that might take you another 10, 15 minutes. But it's clearly not all day. The reality is you probably spent half an hour, maybe 45 minutes max doing laundry. Now, I'm a big fan of as soon as the clothes come out of the dryer, we fold them. We don't leave them laying around. But that some people like doing lots of laundry and having a big pile and then fold them. But go through the tasks that you actually say you need to do and time them. And that way you can put them on your calendar. Now, most people probably don't have currently a detailed calendar of how they spend their whole week. Every day from the time you get up till you go to bed, what do you actually spend your time on? And if you don't have an idea, I would really suggest over the next week or two, you take some time and, you know, sketch out and actually record how long you spend time doing things. You don't have to get down to 5-minute blocks, but think in like 15 to 30 minute blocks of time. What time do you actually wake up, get ready, exercise, eat, go to work? While you're at work, what kind of meetings are you in? How much time are you spending on email? How much time are you on the internet, watching TV, shopping, etc.? Put it in a calendar and do it for like a week or two. It probably would be eye-opening to you when you actually look at where you spend your time, how your day is divided up. So I do this sometimes at work. I take my work calendar and I look at like, where am I scheduled to spend my time next week? So I print out my Outlook calendar. And so you could do this with the calendar that you just created over a week or two. So you can kind of start to get an average of where you spend your time. And then I take different colors of highlighters and I highlight different meetings into different categories so I can see where I'm spending my time. So things like technical meetings where I'm actually working with the engineers on, you know, what new products we're developing. I'll make those all one color. And then I'll make another color for things like development and meeting with my team on their personal development. And I'll make that another color. And then I'll take a third color for things like strategic meetings and business strategy, because those are kind of my three big priorities at work. But whatever yours are, make some different colors and highlighters. And then you can look at a glance at your schedule. Are you spending time in your priorities that you have? And then if you're not, now you can start to make some adjustments. But this is a good way to get an idea if your calendar is set up, you know, alongside your priorities. I even put things like my CrossFit in the morning on my calendar. I also put my son's doctor appointments on my work calendar. So that way I can manage and the whole calendar. Now, you may go, I don't really know how to color code it because I don't know what my goals are. And that could be a problem, right? You have to know what you want and what you want to accomplish if you're going to prioritize what you want your calendar to be and what do you want to look at. You also, though, have to make sure that you're not focusing on too many goals. I found it very interesting, some research that said, if you focus on one goal and you work towards that goal, you write it down, you focus on getting that goal accomplished, you're 85% likely that you're going to accomplish the goal. On the other hand, if you focus on two goals at the same time, the likelihood that you're going to accomplish those goals falls to 35%. It seems like it shouldn't be that big of a difference, but that's a huge drop off. And so you do want to have, you know what you're working towards as we allocate our calendar, because if you try to do too many things, you're really not going to achieve or likely to achieve anything. So as you're trying to put time on your calendar, I also want you to think about kind of 1 to 3 hour blocks. Now you might have a big project. So you might say, well, I'm going to just block out all day Tuesday to work on that project. We don't work very well in that way. The chance is you're not going to work for 8 hours straight anyway. So I would recommend as you put time on your calendar, try to keep it to 1 to 3 hour blocks, then plan a break. Plan a different type of activity, maybe answering email. And then if you need to plan more time because it's the amount of time, you know, needs more than 1 to 3 hours, go ahead and put another block on the calendar. But don't put it all in one like 8 hour block, because you're not going to work in 8 hours at one time. Also, as you look at your calendar, you really need to know what kind of person that you are. Are you a morning person or are you a night owl? What times during the day do you have the most energy? When would you really like to take a nap? When are you hungry? You know, so as you're recording your calendar over the next couple of weeks, also make notes on your energy levels and what time of day that you like to do different types of tasks. Then when you know what your highest energy times of the day are, that is when you can plan and schedule your most important activities, the activities that need the most creative juices. Then you can find what time of the day are your lowest energy times and do things like email, which doesn't necessarily require a lot of energy at that time. Or I like to plan that kind of time to go walk around the labs, because if I get up and get moving and talking with people, then that helps me, you know, kind of get through that low energy slump that you may have in the afternoon. So you really do want to know what time of the day that you are the most productive and schedule then your most important work during that time. I know I'm a morning person. I always have been a morning person ever since I was a young kid. I have 5 brothers. And so with 8 people in the house, I used to love always getting up before anyone else did. The house was quiet. I could get a lot done. I'd have my breakfast in peace and quiet, get my shower taken, and it just always stuck. So to this day, all my most important work, I get done in the morning. And I even like to work out, you know, first thing in the morning. Nothing can derail my workout plan. I think I get more done before 8 o'clock in the morning than, you know, most people do by lunch. So now that we've looked at your calendar, and you have an idea kind of how to plan your schedule, I want to focus on things that you can do to be more productive, to make room onto your calendar for the things, the priorities that you really have. Because Stephen Covey says, the key is not to prioritize what's on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. So that's why I want you to start with looking at your calendar and get an idea kind of where you're starting at. And then now we're going to focus on ways to be more productive. That will free up some time. And then you can now put the blocks of time into your calendar so you can get more done. The first thing that I'm going to recommend that you do is find out what on your calendar you don't need to do. I know it sounds kind of counterintuitive. We're always talking about trying to get more done, but there's some things that you're doing today that probably don't need to be done. And I don't want you to focus on doing them more productively if you shouldn't be doing them anyway. So as you pull out your calendar, say, okay, now what am I not going to do? And there's some things you could probably actually just stop doing. There's other things that I know you'll have to make a plan. You know, how would you exit or transition off of doing that? So look at some non-value added activities that you might be doing. Watching TV, mindlessly surfing the internet or social media. You could probably cut those back and you probably won't miss it. I actually think DVR probably has really hurt us in terms of productivity. Everyone thinks that now they can watch TV without having to watch commercials because you can fast forward through them. However, we really don't need to watch the same shows, you know, every week. And you'd be surprised if you go to work tomorrow and you don't watch the show tonight, you know, the world probably won't end. So I don't watch much TV. I can't say I never watch TV because some days you just do have to veg out on the couch. But think about, you know, where you're spending your time. Other things, you may be involved with something that was important to you several years ago, and you're still just mindlessly involved with it. And you might have to tell someone, hey, my priorities have changed. I'm not going to be part of this group any longer, or not as often as part of the group. And that's okay. Your priorities can change. So think about what you want to stop doing and how are you going to transition out of it. The second thing that I want you to think about is making a list. You will get more done if you make a list. Now, there's kind of a couple of different philosophies around making a list, and I encourage you to try both of them. Find out what works for you. Some people like a detailed priority list, and they either do it at night, you know, before they go to bed for the next day, or they like to do it first thing in the morning. What are the top three priorities of things they need to get done the next day? And then that way they focus on getting those three things done, and then they can say, oh, I had a successful day. Some people do like a little bit longer time horizon, and maybe they do their top three priorities that need to get done next week. And then they focus on over the next week, you know, getting those three priorities done. And so if you have never tried this, I encourage you, go ahead and try it. Now, I like a slightly different type of list. I make a long list with all kinds of stuff on it, and it's not necessarily prioritized. But when I have things like in my head that I know are supposed to get done, like I keep focusing on them. So if I can pull them out of my head and put them on the list, then I can stop thinking about them and I can actually work more efficiently and more productively. Now, I will admit my list can get long. Sometimes I use paper and pen. Sometimes I use my phone to write my list, but I like to get things out of my head so I don't have to think about them and get them written down. Now, I will admit I work on things in a priority order, and not everything that gets written down on the list always actually gets done, or maybe it doesn't always get done by me. Just because it's on the list doesn't mean that I make it 100% priority to work on it, but at least getting out of my head onto the list makes me more efficient. So I would try either of these kind of list techniques if you haven't before, and you may find out that, you know, one of them works well for you. The third thing to be more productive is actually to plan for distractions. Plan what time of your day are you going to allow yourself to be distracted. So that way you can plan for what parts of your day that you're not going to allow yourself to be distracted. Studies show that when you are distracted from when you're doing a set of work and then you get a distraction, it takes 25 minutes to fully transition back into your work. So you do want to minimize your distractions. Things like email. You don't need to answer email all day long. Plan two or three times a day to answer email. You know, we use a lot of online tools like Jabber and Skype and Slack, and there's a whole variety of them. I actually don't like any of them. I think they're disruptive to the day. Yeah, it seems like we can connect everyone around the world, but I don't take my computer to meetings, and so I really don't like any of those tools because I just think it disrupts what we're trying to work on. Now, I do tell my team if they need me to text me, and I have my cell phone with me all the time, so it's not like I'm completely not connected, but I do try to minimize how many distractions I have, and if I'm in a meeting, I want to be fully present in that meeting. And a survey showed that 75% of the times that we're on the internet is really just procrastinating to the work that we want to get done. So be very conscious to that. And the fourth thing is work more efficiently. Some work you just have to do, and you need to find a way to get it done quicker. Like, I always fill up with gas on the way home from work. I have found that the gas stations tend to be on the right side of the road on my way home, and so I can do that efficiently. I never have to go out of my way to get gas. I also love grocery pickup. I can put my list in, I can plan, I can shop from home, and then I can just swing by the store and pick it up. Some people like grocery delivery, and I don't like that because then I have to plan, you know, what time I'm going to come home and they're going to, you know, what time are they going to come actually deliver. I prefer to pick it up. But find things in your life that you have to do and find ways to make them more efficient. Use templates, things like kids' laundry. I found that I just stopped sorting it. You know, it's kids' laundry. It's kids' clothes. They don't really need to be sorted. It's amazing how much time that actually can save you. The next item to be more productive is self-care. If you want to get a lot done, you want to be your best self. You want to get enough sleep. You want to get enough exercise. You want to eat well. If you're not taking care of yourself, you won't have the energy to have the level of productivity that you want. So make sure you're taking care of yourself and prioritize this. The seventh item is share your goals. Share your goals with others. You can share them on the internet, on social media. You can share them with yourself by writing them down and taping them on your mirror. You could hire a coach, but you'll be more productive because you'll stick with your goals as you share them. So make sure you communicate them to others, and that way people can help hold you accountable. The eighth thing that I encourage you to do is actually to measure your progress and then make adjustments as needed. Too often we try things and we don't ever see if they actually work. You know, I gave you two examples of different lists that you could try. See if one's working. See if you like a daily list, if you like one every morning. I don't like to make a daily list. It does not work for me, but it might work for you. So try it. Measure if it's making you any progress. Do you think it's making you more efficient? If not, adjust. Maybe the long list like I do is something that works for you. The last thing that I will suggest that you do to be more productive, and it sounds like the easiest thing, but it actually can be the hardest, is just start. I know it sounds simple, but if you want to get more done, you have to start more things. You can't put off, you can't delay, you can't procrastinate. If you just get started, you will find that you get more done. It's so, so simple, but I know I get more done just because I start more things. So I want you to think a little bit about, you know, what will you do with all this extra time that you're gonna have as you get more productive? The first thing I would suggest you to do is take some time, you know, for your self-care. So celebrate the fact that you save more time. Take some time for yourself. Get a massage. Maybe take that nap that you've been putting off. Take a little bit of time for yourself. Then I suggest you take some time with your family, your loved ones, with your friends. Connect with others, because it's so important as we connect with our community around us, and that'll give you more energy and keep you motivated to continue this progress of making improvements. And then lastly, then find the things that, you know, motivate you. Why did you want to make more time in the first place? What improvements are you trying to drive? You know, what are your goals that you're trying to do? So then now you can put those blocks of time into that calendar and do things in a more productive way. So a quick summary of the eight ways that you could be more productive. The first one, you know, first figure out what you're not going to do, right? You don't want to waste any time spending, you know, making things more productive if you really shouldn't be doing them anyway. So what are the things you're not going to do? Choose those first, stop doing them, make a plan of how you can exit doing those things from your life, and then you can work on making your other things that you need to get done more productive. The second item, make a list. As we talked about, you can either make a list of the items that you're going to prioritize, that you're going to get completed like the next week or maybe tomorrow, or you can do the list like I do, where you just like to get things out of your head so you can stop thinking about them and make a long list. It isn't necessarily prioritized, but if you make that kind of list and work on the items in priority order. Number three, plan for distractions. We all have to check email. You know, people ask us questions. Find a time in your day that you plan to do those activities. So that way, when you need to be creative or you need to be focused on one item, you can be focused, and then you can allow the distractions into other parts of your day. You know, I like to work out in the morning, right? That way, nothing can distract me, stop me from getting my workout in. As much as I try sometimes to work out in the afternoon, I can almost guarantee at least 50 to 75% of the time, something at work will come up and my workout plans fall through. Item four, work more efficiently. So things like errands, like the little stuff in your life that you just have to get done, find ways to do them the most efficient way you can. Group them together, you know, use templates, just find ways that you can get the work, the little work done that you just can't find a way to eliminate it, done as efficiently as possible. Item five, self-care. You know, this is very important. You can't be productive if you don't have any energy. Make sure you get the right amount of sleep, that you eat right, that you exercise. Take care of yourself. It's so important if you want to be productive that you have the energy that you need. Number six, share your goals. Find an accountability partner. Have others, you know, really interested in what you're doing. When they ask you questions, you're not going to want to have to say, oh, I didn't make any progress. So this is a way that you'll be more productive because you want to be able to tell people that you're making progress. So share what you're doing. That way people will ask you about it. Item seven, measure your progress and adjust if needed. You know, try some of these items out. Find out if it's working. If it's not, you know, adjust it. Try the long list like I do. Put everything down on one list and get things out of your head. Or maybe you like the short list. What are the top three things that you're going to get done tomorrow? Some people like daily journaling. Some people like weekly. So try a few things. Find out what works for you. Make an adjustment if needed so you can keep making progress. And then item eight, and I know this sounds so simple, but it really is. Just start. You have to get started. You know, then you can make your adjustments. But if you want to get more done, as crazy as it sounds, if you start more things, you will get more done. I know it's one of the biggest keys of how I get more things done is I just start. I don't think about it. I don't spend lots of time trying to make decisions. I just decide what I'm going to do and get started.
Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you've been inspired to take action on at least one thing starting today. To learn more, check out CourageToBeSeen.com. There you'll find my blog and additional resources, including you can download a copy of 10 Ways to Live a More Courageous Life. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you tune in next time to learn additional ways to have the courage to be seen in your own life.